want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot, do, de, do, ya, do, do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is La Caja China. It began as a curiosity, and within a year it turned into a full-on mania. What I'm talking about is our use of the cooking device known as La Caja China. The translation of this simple but effective construction is the Chinese box. At one point, Havana had the largest Chinatown in all of Latin America. This portable oven was also known as La Caja Asadora. It was probably brought to Cuba from China in the mid-19th century with the explosive influx of Chinese laborers. Noted food anthropologist Sidney Mintz posited that there was not a clear fusion between the foodways of the Chinese and the Cubans, and actually the term China or Chino was used as a kind of slang describing something mysterious or exotic. Following that logic, the translation could be the magic box. We bought our first one at the original Norman's in Coral Gables back in the late 1990s. We loved it, and when we opened Norman's in Los Angeles in 2004, we had a fantastic patio overlooking the fabled Sunset Strip. We celebrated Friday happy hours by roasting a pig out on the patio. The LA folks hadn't had this relatively Miami and Latin American-centric experience, and they came out in throngs. The sight of a whole pig cooking is one of the primeval attractions to cooking in this relatively simple device made of metal and plywood. You marinate the pig for a few days in a sizable bag, take it out, and put it in the base of the Caja China, and then you top the box's metal tray with hardwood charcoal embers. The pig slow roasts in there for hours, which is just what you want, to render the meat succulent and the skin sublimely crispy. The Caja China came about as a means to cook, simulating truly ancient cooking methods. In the more urban civilizations we now are more likely to dwell in, we are less likely to dig a somewhat deep pit to cook a pig or other things in. But in the not-so-distant past, an earth oven, ground oven, or a cooking pit was the means to do cooking of this sort. As you might imagine it, it became a festive and community gathering occasion. The cooking principles between pit cooking and a Caja China are similar. The idea is to trap heat that has been created and maintained over a sufficient period of time. After the grunt labor of digging is done, a fire is made, and when the logs burn down to the more effective embers that are set up to cook the meat, or whatever is being cooked, without scorching and ruining it. Sometimes hot stones are used to provide additional thermal powers. The rocks are ingeniously covered with green vegetation, which helps provide elements of steam cooking to keep things moist in the process. The pit is covered to limit oxygen, and that helps maintain an even temperature, even in the rusticity of it all. In our modern era, there are many who still continue to cook with ancient pit cookery. The Hawaiians have their imu, the Maori have their hanji, and up in New England, you can still take in a traditional clam bake. But these are meals that take time to cook, so why not party while you wait? I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.